You know who I am. Do you sense it? Do you know who I am when I pass by? Do you know who I am when you stop and think? Do you know who I am when you speak? Do you know who I am when you come over? Are we friends? Do you know what that means? Is it possible that this will be our last day together, and you'll spend the rest of your life wondering why I did it, why I broke the code, why I took the chance, why you thought I didn't give a shit about the consequences? There are always consequences, and they are always the best part. Learn to control these. Learn to live with these. Learn to fucking deal with these, and your worries are over. And let this be your first lesson, and let this be the last, because you won't get a second chance. Stinking apartment. Hovel hole, cheap looks, blood is thicker than water, drain hole vision, your blood is my blood is your blood, it's fucking dark in here, this is my home, a penny for your thoughts, a penny for your soul, a penny for your ass. Who said this life is fucking right for you? Who said you were fucking better than this? There is a top, and there is a bottom, and you are where you fucking belong. You will always be where you fucking belong. You ask me to be polite for respect. Are you still full of contradictions? You want to share the same bed. You ask me to take what little dignity you have left. You ask me to kiss your blistered mouth. You ask me to speak to you kindly. You want it. You want me to lie. You want me to dignify your request with a reply. You want my respect. You want me to respect your wishes, right or wrong, because nothing as an answer is not what you want to hear. I wouldn't feel a thing if you walked away now. I wouldn't feel a thing if you died in front of me. And you'll spend the rest of your life wondering, what did I do to deserve this? I ask for nothing. You won't even speak the same language. We are miles apart, but so far out, you are still the closest to me. And yes, 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 someone always gets hurt in a divorce. Pride is a weakness, not a simple fucking man. You have no will. Life has both weakened you and given you strength, frustrated that the unconscious self does not match the self-image of the conscious you. Well, you're still only skimming off the top. No room for weak thoughts now. Will there ever be a complete picture, the real you, or are you too scared to show it? You cannot breathe, you wear your personality so tight, the burden of your schooling has created nothing, the burden of your creation has left us with nothing, and your post-Christian humanity weeps from every pore of your writing, and your guilt is your whole, and you're fucking lightweight if you don't get it. You haven't lived, you haven't understood a fucking thing, and if life has taught you anything, well then, these steps will make a staircase, and you are going to follow it up, or you are going to follow it down, pretender to a non-existent throne. Come in, show me what you've got, hit me with your best shot, or has loved ripped out your throat.